What I was saying was that what presents girls from staying in school is the risk of being subjected to sexual violence on the way to school. You yourselves have talked about quite what a long distance there is between girls' homes and the schools. So I didn't talk about violence within schools, but rather about the risk of preventing girls from staying in school, completing their studies and getting their qualifications. I have another question. Reading the report, I read about the importance that you give to the community encouraging girls to stay in school. In the report, you say that one of the weaknesses is the weaknesses of certain schools in terms of their community. So I do understand that communities can provide support, but this is a consideration which really raises questions about whether schools can last over time and be stable. How can these risks be overcome? A final question. I have listened very carefully to everything you've said about national service and so on. I wanted to ask whether SAWA is a school or whether it's a centre for compulsory training. Is there a complaints mechanism for children attending their national service when there are allegations of violence or other forms of misconduct? Is there such a complaints mechanism? And if so, what measures have been taken as a result of this? I'd welcome any information you can give. Thank you.
Suzanne Aho.
Bonjour.
A very good morning, and thank you. Thank you for the answer.